Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us from the Coffeyville Historical Society, we have Amy Dollar. And Amy, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Kyle. Good morning to you and good morning to everyone out there. I appreciate you having me on by phone again this morning. I'll make sure next time I try to come in.
You're fine. So, but it's good to have you in today. And a few things that did want to talk about. And one of those is Bryan Mansion opening back up for tours pretty soon, correct?
Yes. We opened Tuesday for our 2022 season of tours. We'll give tours Tuesday through Saturday at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. until the last Saturday in October. So I encourage everyone to come out. Things change. If you've seen the mansion before, things inside change every season. Our curator, Linda, is super excellent at getting out. You know, the Browns, they did have a good collection of a lot of different things, and we cannot possibly display it all at the same time. So Linda gets different items out that may have never been seen before or may have been put up for decades and now are back out. So if you do come to the mansion, if you've been there before, if you've been for candlelight tours, make sure you come, see it in the spring light, see all the beautiful things that she has displayed, and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have the Dalton Defender and Coffeyville History Museum downtown on Walnut. We're open daily there, 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday, and then 1 to 4 on Sunday. Yeah, they're always doing different things at the museum. We've got the rotating display case we talked about last month. We had Black History we celebrated last month, and different notable people from Coffeyville. And then this month, we are going to celebrate or showcase KGGF Radio. You guys are in your 90th year in Coffeyville, and in like your 92nd overall. KGGF is very important to Coffeyville and very important to our community. I always say it's kind of the glue. That's where you find out everything, where you know everything, where everyone can kind of is a cohesive part of our community. So we're going to showcase some different things about KGGF in that rotating display case. So come next week or this weekend and come and see it, and it should be pretty cool.
No, absolutely. We were talking about off air that it's 90th year in Kansas and 92nd year overall, because it did start in Miami, Oklahoma. And then eventually I think it moved to South Coffeyville, and now it's in Coffeyville proper. So, 90 years here in Kansas. That's a pretty good record.
That is a really good record. A lot of things don't last that long.
Exactly.
So it is pretty cool to celebrate. And, Coffeyville in general is just cool in the springtime. I think there's a lot of stuff to do, and people start moving around. There'll be some things I will be talking about later on when it gets a little closer. The Aviation Heritage Museum, I know that's not Historical Society, but it's still Coffeyville. They will be celebrating their 30th year as a museum. So I think April 23rd, we're going to have an event up there. Lisa Brookover and the board of the aviation people have been putting it together. So I think that'll be really cool. I will have more information on that when it gets closer to time.
Absolutely. And then, of course,
that's all I have today, Kyle.
And then, of course, the Interstate Farm and Home Show happening this weekend as well. Will you guys be out there or not?
Well, the Historical Society has, they have an ad on like the map page.
Okay.
But then Visit Coffeyville, which I'm a tourism director, so I kind of help with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Coffeyville will have a booth. We will have information on the Bryan Mansion. We'll have information on the Dalton Defender Museum, the Aviation Heritage Museum, and other items and historical interests in Coffeyville. So if you have more questions, you can stop by my booth at the Farm and Home Show. I'm right up front on the main aisle. Can't miss me. And I can answer any of your questions. I can give you more information. We have some brochures available. We have little walking tours you can take in Coffeyville, so we'll have that available as well. And hopefully any questions you may have about the Dalton Defender, Coffeyville History Museum, or Bryan Mansion, I will be able to answer. So come by and see me.
All right. Well, Amy, again, like you said, even though the Aviation Museum, they're a different organization, Visit Coffeyville is a different organization, you guys all do work together to make things happen here in Coffeyville.
Yes, we may have to revamp this and just have it that Amy talks about.
There we go. That sounds good. Well, Amy, again, I appreciate you coming in today. You've also been working with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce as well. So you're just kind of everywhere right now, are you not?
Yes, yes. As tourism director, Visit Coffeyville works with, we work with the chamber, we work with the Historical Society, the Aviation Museum. We work with every facet of Coffeyville to bring people here. So if you haven't worked with me before, you may have to someday in the future, whether you want to or not, right?
Right.
But I love Coffeyville, and I love promoting Coffeyville, and I think we have a great city, and we have a great place, and we have so much history. I'm from Piedmont, Oklahoma. Not a lot of history there.
Right.
Not an older town, you know, really that much. So this is a really cool place.
Absolutely.
And I hope everyone enjoys it at least half as much as I do.
Absolutely.
So come by the Farm and Home Show this weekend, go to the museum, go to the mansion, have a great time, and enjoy coffee.
And it will be a great weekend. And Amy, I appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and we appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. You have a good day.
All right. You have a good day as well. All right.
Bye.
That is Amy Dollar with the Coffeyville Historical Society, also with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, the Visit Coffeyville, just everywhere as right now. That is where Amy Dollar is. And again, we appreciate her coming on this morning. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have some news for you coming up at the top of the hour. And then we're going to talk to Tina Romine at 8:10. Talking about that Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma. It's currently 37 degrees outside.